Hello, this is Jeremy Green, entomologist with Clemson University, and this will be a pest patrol update for the 19th of August, 2026. I'll start off with our big news. We've been waiting to find this cotton jacet, this two-spot cotton leafhopper, and we have now found it in cotton. A consultant in Calhoun County found it in cotton, and we had 15 individual specimens show up on sticky cards that we have been running weekly for months now. So we went from zero last week and all the weeks before to catching 15 this past week. So that indicates that this insect is likely starting to migrate into our cotton fields, and we need to be really picking up our efforts to snoop it out and figure out where this thing is going to set up shop to end the season. It's getting kind of late, but I think that some of our late planted crop is probably going to be susceptible to it if it establishes as quickly as it is going from detection to field sprays down in northern Florida and southern Alabama and southern Georgia. So anyhow, we've detected it and we're going to keep looking for it and set up trials. We have a lot of trials set up and we'll see what kind of data we can get this year. Also, spider mites are very prominent. If half of our plants are showing populations of spider mites, doesn't look like they're subsiding, looks like populations are building, don't have a rainfall in the forecast because rain's pretty good for knocking spider mites off the plant, you might want to consider looking for and spraying for spider mites if you determine that that's necessary. I think in a lot of cases, with just a little bit of symptomology, we could probably let them go. Bollworm trap numbers are probably going back up. I haven't put the data in, but it looks like the numbers, like another flight is starting. Usually that's a month apart, the peaks, and I think we're due for another bollworm spike in trap captures. That doesn't really matter much for cotton when you got three gene products out there, three BT gene products. So I think we're okay. It's more important for soybeans. And then finally on cotton, it's stink bug month. The month of August is where we need to be following the dynamic boll injury threshold and managing stink bugs accordingly. So I hope you've been doing that in all of your fields. Switching over to soybeans, as I mentioned, the bollworm, podworm, corn earworm trap captures are going back up. So probably have another round of podworms to battle, and they'll be eating some of these developing pods with developing seed inside, so make sure you're looking out for podworm. There are many species of defoliating caterpillars out there right now. The predominant ones that I saw in some soybeans today were soybean looper and VBC, velvet bean caterpillar. I think there's some green clover worms in the mix and maybe a few other things, but a big complex of defoliating caterpillars right now in soybeans, so make sure you're looking out for those. Kudzu bugs remain numerous, a lot of immatures on the plants, and still some adults out there. Not much sign of the fungus, haven't seen much of that this year, so kudzu bugs are still out there. Probably want to put out a pre-mix product to take care of both of them, something like Besiege or Elevest. And stink bugs are also becoming more abundant in soybeans as those pods develop. So make sure you're looking out for stink bugs when you're managing all those other insects, kudzu bugs and defoliating caterpillars also. All right, that's going to be it for this time. Talk to you next time.
Always read and follow label instructions. Some products may not be registered for sale or use in all states or counties. Please check with your local extension service to ensure registration status. Besiege is a restricted use pesticide.